Genesis chapter 40. After these things happened, the cupbearer and the chief baker of the king of Egypt offended their master, the king of Egypt. Now Pharaoh was angry with the two officers, the cupbearer and the chief baker. So he put them in prison in the house of the captain of the guard, in the prison where Joseph was confined. The captain of the guard charged Joseph to be their attendant, and they continued for some time in custody. Both of them, the cupbearer and the chief baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, dreamed a dream that same night, each one having its own interpretation. When Joseph came to them in the morning and saw them, he saw that they were troubled. He asked Pharaoh's officials, who were with him in custody in his master's house, "Why do you look so sad today?" And they replied, "We have both had a dream, but there is no one to interpret them." Then Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell me about them." So the chief butler told his dream to Joseph. "In my dream, there was a vine in front of me. The vine had three branches. As soon as it budded, its blossoms came out, and its clusters ripened into grapes. Now Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, so I took the grapes and squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand." Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches represent 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your post. You will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand, just as you used to when you were his cupbearer. But remember me when it goes well for you. Please show kindness to me by mentioning me to Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house of confinement. For I was kidnapped from the land of the Hebrews, and I have done nothing here that they should have put me into a dungeon." When the chief baker saw that the dream interpretation was favorable, he said to Joseph, "I also had a dream, and there were 3 baskets of white cakes on my head. In the top basket, there were all sorts of baked goods for Pharaoh, but the birds were eating them out of the basket on my head." Then Joseph answered, "This is the interpretation of it. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will take off your head and impale you on a pole, and the birds will eat your flesh off of you." So it happened on the 3rd day, on Pharaoh's birthday, he made a feast for all his officials, and he lifted up the heads of the chief cupbearer and chief baker among his other officials. He restored the chief cupbearer to his former position, and he put the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he impaled the chief baker just as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him.